get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golf fans, and welcome to you once again to your best source for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, as we do each and every Sunday morning here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In the last few weeks, there have been a lot of news in the sports world about various commissioners of some of the major sports re-upping their contracts and such like that. One of those is that PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Finchem, who re-upped for four more years just a couple of weeks ago. Today, we're going to take a trip into the world of Dean Beaman, who led the PGA Tour prior to Tim Finchem taking over. Beaman was in charge from 1974 through 1994 and was responsible for a lot of growth and a lot of the changes in the way the tour is run. Adam Shupak is the author of Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force, and Adam will be along today to highlight parts of the book and why Beaman was such a polarizing figure on the PGA Tour and with the PGA Tour. This week is one of the biggest of the year for the golf industry, as the annual PGA Merchandise Show will be going on in Orlando starting on Thursday. It's where all the all types of golf people show up, from equipment people, clothing, and gadgets. And we were scheduled to have Ed Severall, the manager, on the show today. He is in the air, so we'll back that up a little bit. But we've got other stuff for you, too, all coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We'll also have some golf tips today from Kathy Matthews and Mark Keble of the Broadmoor staff, and we'll take you to our website, teetogreenradio.com. Show you around there a little bit. All coming up today on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
This is the show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green coming to you every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up solo again this weekend. My partner Jay Ritchie is a part of the Air Force Hockey broadcast group, and they are on the road, got a tie and a win against Service Academy rival Army over the weekend. So Jay off again this week, and I'll be here to coast you through, hopefully, the next hour here. One of the things that you can do in case you are can't listen to us on the radio and you still want to get your Tee to Green fix, you can check out our show online. TeeToGreenRadio.com is the name of our website, and on there you can access the show via the live link, which connects through SportsByline.com. You can go directly to SportsByline also and listen to the show each and every Sunday morning beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific. Also, while you're on the website, you can tee it on some of the world's greatest golf courses. You don't need clubs or a handicap. No greens fees or anything. Just go to our website and hit the virtual golf link, World Golf Tour, the WGT link on the homepage. It gives you some wonderful graphics. Use your mouse, and you can play virtual golf online and some of the great courses on TeeToGreenRadio.com. Mentioned in the opening ever so briefly that some of the commissioners in various sports have re-upped. Let me see here. Bud Selig has been offered a two-year deal with baseball. Looks like he will go ahead and take that extension and curtail his retirement. Tim Finchem of the PGA Tour, who took over in 1994, has just re-upped for four more years. And he took over, of course, for Dean Beaman, who was a former player, retired and took over the tour back in 1974. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Dean Beaman coming up in about 10 minutes or so with Adam Shupak, who is the author of a book called Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force. And a very interesting way that Adam opens up the book also. Beaman taking over from Joe Day in 1974 and had a 20-year run. And, of course, just passed on last year. So we'll talk with Adam Shupak about Dean Beaman. Some interesting things going on the tour, PGA Tour, this weekend. The tour has made it back to the mainland here in La Quinta, California, at the what is now the Humana Challenge. This is the former Bob Hope tournament. Had Bob Hope's name on it for how many years? Dozens. Scores of years Bob Hope's name was on that tournament. It is now the Humana Challenge. It's also partnered with the Clinton Foundation, former President Bill Clinton getting involved with the event out in La Quinta, which is in the Palm Springs area. This is the event that used to be 90 holes. It was a five-day event instead of the normal four. They have shrunk it to four holes or four rounds this year, and they've reduced the number of different courses from four to three. Now starting this year, it's being played at the both the Palmer and the Nicholas courses at PGA West and also the PGA Country Club, all in La Quinta. It actually has, at least for this year, one of the, now all things being relative, one of the smaller purses on the tour. $900,000 to the winner. Actually, the entire purse is about in line with some of the others, $5.6 million, but the winner's share slightly less at $900,000. I remember when, speaking of Dean Beaman, when he was early days of the commissioner, and even about midway through his commissioner's run, the entire purses back then, around the mid-80s, let's say, were only $800,000, $900,000, $1 million. Now the winner gets that much. And Russ Miller of the Broadmoor here is just shaking his head at these numbers as he's walking by here. So that's the way things are on the PGA Tour right now, even though they claim some issues with trouble with some of the sponsorship. I think they're still doing okay. Interesting, and we'll highlight this in our on-tour segment later in the show. Problems at the tournament yesterday. The third round was suspended due to high winds at all three courses, actually. Damage, blowing trees being knocked over, branches being blown off. At one of the three venues, a scoreboard was blown into one of the lakes or water hazards there. So they have suspended play, and we'll pick it up this morning. Most of the players are more than midway through the third round. Mark Wilson has a three-shot lead, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. From this point on, the PGA Tour will move to Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Open. They'll play, of course, both courses there in the San Diego area, in La Jolla. Then they move on to the Phoenix event at the TPC course right there, and we'll talk about the TPC courses with Adam Shupak a little bit, as Dean Beaman was the really the driving force behind the creation of the TPC course at Sawgrass, which hosts the Players' Championship every year, and then, of course, all of the TPC courses that have sprung up in various parts of the country since then. And then they'll move on to Pebble Beach and the Monterey Peninsula for the what was the Crosby Lambake, the AT&T National Pro-Am. The Champions Tour is underway with their first event of the year there out in Hawaii also. Same place the regular tour opened up, but they're on the Big Island at Kona for the Mitsubishi Championship, and then they'll have a couple weeks off before they return to the States, and they head to Florida for the Allianz Championship at Boca Raton, and then they'll move on to Naples, and then they move west to California around the middle of March. The LPGA Tour takes off in about a month from now in the Far East with a couple of events. I believe Thailand and Singapore are their first two stops before they come back to the States and play in Arizona, not till around mid-March or so. So we were, like I said, we were planning to have Ed Severall to talk about the PGA Merchandise Show in our first segment today. He is in the air right now. He is back to Florida. He had been delayed a couple hours this morning. We just got word on that about a half hour or so ago. The PGA Merchandise Show is one of the big events on the golf calendar. It is not an event that is open to the public. Those are your local golf expos, which many cities across the country have after the PGA Merchandise Show. The Merchandise Show is a spot where all sorts of golf people, manufacturers, club designers, clothing people, everybody that comes out with a gadget. Golfers love gadgets. Anything for an edge, right? Most of those new products premiere at the PGA Merchandise Show each year. It's held this particular weekend in Orlando. Or actually, it'll be next weekend. It's always held the last weekend in January in Orlando. And so either next week or the week after, we will have Ed Severall, the general manager of the show. We generally have Ed on every year around this time and or around the time of the Western show in Las Vegas, which is held later in the year. And Ed is always excited about what's going on with the new golf stuff, trends, and what have you. He's a big fan of our show, and he's always happy to come on with us each year and talk about what's going on with the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando and everything that ties in around that event. And most of the things that you find in your local clubhouse, a lot of the clothing designs and that sort of thing, your people have purchased those after seeing them at the PGA Merchandise Show. It's just that simple. And a lot of the new clothing designs, new colors, new fabrics, golf clubs, new putters, new hybrids, whatever you see in your golf golf shop locally, whether it be public or private facility, they're there because your people locally have seen those at the PGA Merchandise Show every year in Orlando at the end of January. So big event on the golf calendar, and we will talk about that one of the next couple weekends here coming up on the show. Coming up, we will head east to the state of New York. Adam Shupak is the author of the book Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force. Came out last spring. We're a little late getting to Adam here, and we apologize for that. But we'll talk about Dean Beaman's career as the PGA commissioner coming up on this break. You're listening to Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. We're on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208, worldwide on American Forces Radio. Be right back.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-star and AAA 5-diamond awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the operations and membership golf professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about chipping. First of all, I just want to explain the basic setup. You're going to choke down on all your clubs around the green. Why? Because you're going to want more control. Second of all, you want to keep your weight left or forward on the shot and keep it still. We don't want any lower body on a simple chip and run shot. Then we want to get the club and our arms to form a capital letter Y, keeping our wrists firm, and just make a simple little stroke at the ball, accelerating through to the target. So choke down, weight left, letter Y, and we'll hit more solid shots around the green.
For more on chipping and getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, coming to you on the Sports Byline Network. Jerry Butenhoff hosting solo today. One thing I forgot to mention a little bit ago, both Jay and I, our condolences out to the family of Jim Huber, who passed away recently. One of the great people that, and one of the fine people that's covered golf, a longtime golf writer and broadcaster. Jim Huber passed away just recently. We had him on the show a few times, most recently back in July of last year. And if you go to our website, tdgreenradio.com, you can listen to the and find the archives section. You can hear that interview if it interests you at all. So thoughts and prayers out to Jim Huber's family. During the course of our show, we have had a number of authors on the show that have written various books about golf history, the mental game, and what have you. There's hundreds of books out there on golf in various genres, not some serious, some funny, some instructional and everything. And we've got an author on today, Adam Shupak, wrote the book Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. And Adam, good morning. You know, normally we try and get people on a little closer to when the show book is released. I'm sorry we're a little late with you here.
Hey, well, it's always a good time to talk about Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. Book's been doing great, and, you know, a lot of people ask me to describe what the book's really like, and lately one of the things I've been saying is, you know, if you've seen the movie or read the book Moneyball, this is kind of Moneyball for golf, whereas Billy Beane, the focus of that story, took the Oakland A's against the Yankees and made them real winners. Golf was really a small sport. Bowling was getting bigger ratings at the time when Dean Beeman took over as commissioner in 1974. One of the things Dean always says is, try to imagine making these TV deals if the NFL didn't have the Super Bowl or the baseball didn't have the World Series, because the PGA Tour doesn't own the Masters or the U.S. Open or some of their big events, so they're kind of in a hole there. And one of the great things he did was turn the Tournament Players Championship, which we now call the Players Championship, into what a lot of people call the fifth major, created the TPC Stadium course at Sawgrass, which led to a whole network of courses. And there's just so many things that Dean Beeman did. I keep telling people, Billy Beane, this guy is kind of a one-trick pony compared to my guy Dean Beeman.
Really is. Adam, let's back up a little bit and give our listeners a review of your history. A golfer, and I keep mixing up my golf magazines. Golf Week is the one that you were with for a long time. Is that right?
Yeah, I spent a while with Golf Week, and even going further back, I really started my career at the PGA Tour and worked at the World Golf Hall of Fame, and that's really where this book came from. Dean Beeman was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2000 for his many personal accomplishments. And I was writing his a bio of him to have in our program and website and everything. And I knew certainly about him. I'd had a chance to meet him a couple times. But as I was doing the research on him, I was really amazed at just the magnitude of all the things that he had done. One of the writers had a great quote in the book, said, you know, all these accomplishments, they blend together. You kind of think of like a straight-A student. After a while, you just kind of expect A's from the guy. And Dean Beeman did so many things for golf, and I said, where's the book on this guy? And there wasn't one. So really my idea for this book goes back about a decade or so, and I left the Hall of Fame in 2004, went back to grad school, and when I finished up, I pitched this idea of doing a book with Dean, and he turned me down flat. And I wound up going to work at Golf Week, put this idea of the book on the back burner, but every once in a while I'd see him, whether it was the induction ceremony at the Hall of Fame or a Players' Championship, and I'd say, have you thought any more about this? And every time it was no, and then just a few years ago, and you mentioned the PGA show on the broadcast just earlier. It's coming up next week. I was at the PGA show in 2009, and I checked my email on my phone, and there was just a real short message from him that said, do you still want to do that book? I'm ready to do it. And called him up and gassed up my car the following weekend, and we went and met, and the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, and I think if I'm not mistaken, that was after about 4 or 5 years of him putting you off. We're talking to Adam Shupak, who's the author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. Adam, in 1974, when Dean Beeman took over as PGA commissioner, was it the thought at that time that it was good for a former player to take that position?
You know, there was kind of mixed thoughts on that. A lot of the players were adamant that they did not want somebody. They did not want a player. They didn't think that they would be able to, you know, listen to him. And a lot of people felt it should be a businessman. And it was really the former commissioner, the first commissioner of the PGA Tour, Joe Dye, who many people know as kind of Mr. Golf from his 35 years with the USGA, When he was ready to step down, he was turning 66 at the time. One of the lines in the books, he met with Dean. He said, it's not often you get to be the kingmaker. And he really thought Dean Beeman should be the guy. And when it got down to it, what they realized was Dean was the only person that they talked to who had the experience inside the ropes and really knew what it would take, understood the world, you know, had the world view of the job shaped between the ropes, but also was a businessman because Dean ran a very successful insurance agency. He actually, unlike pros today, waited until he was 29 until he turned pro. He was a businessman, continued to play amateur golf, a two-time U.S. amateur champion, you know, played out at the Broadmoor when Jack Nicklaus won his title there. And so, you know, Dean Beeman had a real tough decision to make because he felt like he could still win some major titles, but he sat down. One of the great things was he pulled out the actual binder that he had where he had written all his goals down for what he wanted that 1974 season and 75 to be. When he assessed things, he just realized, you know, maybe he could do more for the game as commissioner. Really, still at the height of his game, at age 34, he had won a tournament in 1973, so he was exempt for the next 2 years. He walked away from his playing career and took over as commissioner.
You do something interesting in the book. You do not start with his opening years or something. You start the book with what was kind of a player uprising that came to be about 8 or 9 years into the into his reign there. Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus were a part of that. Why did you open with that particular segment of his reign?
Well, I thought, you know, I always believe if you have a cannon, you got to fire it. I thought that, this was the defining moment of his career in Dean Beeman's eyes. The book begins in March of 1983 at Pro-Am Day at the Bay Hill Classic in Orlando, when Jack Nicklaus comes to meet with Arnold Palmer. At that point, and you know, for many years, the two biggest names, the sun and the moon of golf, and they were not happy with the direction the tour was headed. The tour had started to do golf course development with that first TPC had already opened. They were moving into marketing. And some of the TV packaging that the Dean was doing, the players felt that their personal rights were being restricted. And so, you know, they just weren't buying into the Dean's grand vision and felt that, that their rights were being undermined to make their own deals. And so,
Adam, hold that thought. Let's pick up on that as we come back after the break here. I'm speaking with Adam Shupak, the author of Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force. Wonderful book. If you haven't looked for it, go out and find this one. It chronicles Beaman's 20 years as tour commissioner from 1974 through 94. We'll come back with Adam right after this break. We'll finish up with the Palmer Nicklaus story. We'll talk about the TPC courses that he started, too, right after this break on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Helbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about course management and how better to make your way around the golf course, trying to stay away from big numbers and deflation as far as your round goes. If faced with a situation where the pin is tucked behind a deep bunker and you have a medium iron in your hand, say a 7-iron, and you're not a good bunker player, it does not make sense to try to go over that very penal bunker to a tuck pin where you'd have to hit your career shot in order to keep it on the green. If faced with that situation, go for the fat part of the green, dump it on, take your two putts, take your par, and happily go on your way. Oftentimes, people will penalize themselves twice. They'll try to hit a shot they don't have to a very difficult pin position, in which case they put themselves in a deep bunker, and they don't have a great bunker game either, and they might take three to get out from there. So when faced with situations where you're wondering what to do, always, always hit to the fat part of the green. Keep your score in low numbers and move on to the next hole.
For more on course management and the long game, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This is America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. 20 plus years we've been going at it already. Wow. Jerry Butenhoff hosting solo today, and I'm talking right now with Adam Shupak, the author of Dean Beamon, Golf's Driving Force, about the career of Dean Beamon as PGA Tour Commissioner from 74 through 94. And we were discussing how the book opens, talking about the player revolt, if you will, in the 1983, led by Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. They didn't like the way the tour was moving and taking some of the power away from the players. Adam, continue on with that thought here.
Yeah, I mean, Jack really thought that Dean was all but running a used car lot. What Dean envisioned was just such a radical departure from what the tour had been as an entity. I mean, they wanted somebody who was kind of a glorified tournament organizer, coordinating the schedules and, you know, had the rule book on his desk and knew Bob Hope's unlisted phone number. And Dean Beamon had a much bigger vision. And so eventually, the top players in the game, it's more than just Jack and Arnie. It's Tom Watson and Johnny Miller and Lee Trevino. And the ones that really kind of bothered Dean Beamon was that Ray Floyd and Hale Irwin and Tom Kite had been former policy board members and had signed off on all this stuff. And these guys got together and sent a letter to the chairman of the board for the tour that said that the tour had exceeded its mandate. And those words would eventually come back to haunt these players. Surrender wasn't in Dean's nature, and the story is fantastic. And because there's so many people still alive that were able to kind of tell bits and pieces, I'm able to piece it all together. And Jim Colbert becomes an important figure in helping to show Jack Nicklaus the mistake that he was making. And eventually all the players are gathered at the best attended meeting ever by the players in Westchester at the tournament in New York, and Jack Nicklaus gets up there and withdraws his objections, and he addresses the players and kind of says, I'm behind Dean Beamon. And you know, Dean's the first to kind of say that he wasn't a commissioner that was loved. Eventually, as he started to make a lot of money for these guys, they developed a grudging respect for his strategic sense and tactical agility.
Yeah, as it turned out, he was certainly, certainly a polarizing commissioner in a lot of ways, but certainly one that really got the money ball rolling, if you want to use that term again, on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
The inspiration for the TPC course at Sawgrass, which, of course, is one of the more famous courses in the world, that was Dean Beamon's, biggest, longest lasting legacy as far as the public is concerned. And Adam, from what I understand, to help Dean, what Dean did to kind of help set his vision was he went to the event in Phoenix one year
and just walked the course like a spectator, and that formed a lot of his vision for these new courses, did it not?
Exactly. I mean, he had a vision for this stadium-style golf experience all the way dating back into the 60s. It was something they had pitched to the USGA about having their own rota of courses that would be spectator-friendly. But like you said, he had just become commissioner in 1974, and the very first tournament he went to was Phoenix. And the gallery was stacked 10 deep, and the big seller at that time was the, you know, that old Periscope people
yep.
used to, you know, use. And Dean's only 5'7", and so he's standing on his tippy toes, and he's realizing that he's got a problem here. There's a very bad fan experience, and golf's kind of handicapped its ability to compete against some of the other sports because of that. You know, he grew up going to a Washington Redskins game where the concessions come to you, so you don't have to miss any of the action, or you can see the scoreboard everywhere. And, you know, the story of how he came up with the idea for the electronic scoreboards is just a microcosm of just how much of a visionary Dean was, because those things didn't exist. You really only saw the scores at the 18th hole, and you'd have a couple people out at certain holes that would do things by hand, but the electronic scoreboard was another thing that made golf, you know, some more enjoyable spectator experience. And it really, like you said, it was going to Phoenix and seeing the small galleries. And to him, small galleries meant, you know, small purses. And so he wanted to create a brand new style of course with, if you've been to any of those TPCs, they've all got the big mounds that people can stand on those mounds and have better viewing experience. And TPC Sawgrass really became the model for so many of the other TPC courses and even the courses that had been on the tour for a long time started to make changes so that they could accommodate more fans and be more spectator friendly. I've got a favorite story from the construction of the TPC that actually is a bit of a Colorado tie into it. One of the things he did, you know, these guys were toiling on this course trying to turn a swamp into a golf course, because that's really what it was.
Yep.
They got over 415 acres for a dollar and built the course there. But as a thank you, he called up his chief agronomist. He said, "I need you to hustle down to Jacksonville Airport. There's a package there." And this guy's not real happy. He's got to drive 45 minutes down there. But he gets there, and he just sees this this case of Coors beer going around and around, and he finally realized it was for him. And he said it's one of the great, the best beer he ever had in his life was drinking that beer with the crew when they got back. And I was telling this story at a speaking engagement, and somebody came up and told me that at the time it was really hard to get Coors on the other side of the Mississippi River. So that was something I didn't know, being just a kid at that time. But Coors beer, Coors Light, something that Dean Beeman brought back for his crew.
Yeah, back then, Coors only distributed in like 5 or 7 states or something back then. Growing up in Minnesota, it hadn't even made it up that far at that point. I'm talking with Adam Shupak, the author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. Adam, if they can't get that land in Florida for a dollar, does any of this that's come after that even happen on the scale that it has?
So.
Okay.
I think so. I think he had he definitely had some other options, and so there were other people interested. He knew that, you know, what the tour would go into places with real estate development, and then these places would sell the property, and then they would abandon the tournament after a few years. And Dean said, well, you know, we should try to do this ourselves, and instead of, you know, helping these real estate development companies, and then they abandoned them. So he knew this model could work. And I think it, you know, they had some other options in the Jacksonville area. There was a lot of interest in bringing the PGA Tour headquarters to that community, and it's been such a success. There's a story in there about when the AFC title game with NFL playing today back in '99 when Jacksonville played, a lot of people said that if the tour never had moved there, the TPC wasn't in Jacksonville, and if the NFL never probably would have put a franchise in that city. You know, the golf and the PGA Tour really put Jacksonville on the map.
A lot of tie-ins there. And then when after Joe Di- or after Pete Dye was chosen as the architect for the course. Dean Beaman had a lot of, you know, he kind of set things in motion as far as how is the course be designed. He didn't want any back-to-back holes going in the same direction for wind and all that sort of thing. He had a specific idea of how the par threes and par fives should challenge the golfers, and he was very, very hands-on in the design too, was he not?
He was. He was out there all the time, and I always thought this was interesting. He wanted the first and the tenth hole to be almost mirror images of each other because players would be starting. He didn't want any player to have an advantage for the first tee versus starting on the tenth tee during the tournament.
And also, it's interesting that we come back to Phoenix because the Phoenix tournament is the one that where he went to kind of get the fan perspective. I think he said at the time that he wondered why anybody ever attended a golf tournament based on the fan thing. And now the TPC course for the Phoenix tournament, of course, is notorious for being the most crowds, you know, the famous 16th hole. Interesting how that all came all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah, they 20,000 fans at one hole. And they do double the attendance for the week as than the U.S. Open. It's incredible how that's worked out. Over, you know, at TPC, everybody knows that the 17th hole, and I tell the story of Pete Dye, and it's really one of the legendary stories of how that hole was really born by accident. Just a quirky concession to the limits of space where they basically only had 17 holes by the time they dug all the good sand for that they needed was really in this one area by 17 and 18. And so it was his wife, Alice Dye, who said, well, let's just, make it into an island green. And, that's become one of the great holes in golf.
It really has. Adam Shupak, author of Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force. The book came out last spring, and like I said, I apologize to Adam for not getting him on until then. We were way overdue. Adam, the book is available at all the normal places around the country, I'm assuming, online and in stores?
Yeah, Amazon.com, and it's available also as an ebook with the Kindle, iTunes Store, the Nook, Kobo, all those different places. And GolfStrivingForce.com is your one-stop shop. We've got links to everything. Plus, you know, the book's 365 pages, but there are a lot more stories. So every week I'm kind of putting something up that ties into that week's event and Dean Beaman, and it continues to be a great story.
Very good. GolfsDrivingForce.com for the latest updates relating to Dean Beaman and how it ties into today's age in the tour. Adam, thank you very much for coming on with us. Great stuff. Hope the book continues to do well. And hopefully we'll get you back on someday and we'll go through some other things too.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Adam Shupak will go on tour after this break on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250000 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Like to call it the fastest hour in radio. Another show flying by here this morning. Time to go on tour. Tell you what's going on as the golf season professionally is getting a little more adventurous, a little more active here. It's a bit of a blustery day here in Colorado Springs this morning, but nothing like they had in La Quinta yesterday. Mentioned earlier on, branches and trees being toppled, scoreboard being blown into a lake, golf balls being blown off greens completely as people were lining up for the putts. So the third round of the Humana Challenge, it's the former Bob Hope tournament, of course, suspended yesterday. Mark Wilson is the leader at minus 21. He got through 15 holes yesterday. He is three shots ahead of Ben Crane, who has completed 12 holes of his third round. And then Crane at 18 under. And then John Malinger, Robert Garrigus, Zach Johnson, and John Senden are all at minus 16, five shots out. And they have completed anywhere from 11 to 14 holes among those four guys. So hopefully it will be a little bit calmer today so that they can finish this thing up. The Champions Tour opening up on the Big Island for the Mitsubishi Electric Tournament. Dan Forsman, two-time winner in the over 50 circuit, is at 12 under after 65 yesterday. That's two better than Brad Bryant, Tom Watson, and Jeff Sluman, and three ahead of Michael Allen and Jay Haas. And over in Europe at the Volvo Golf Champions at Fancourt, that's in South Africa, the same site the President's Cup was played down there 1 year. Nicholas Kolsarts of Belgium and Brandon Grace of South Africa are tied at minus 10. Grace, in spite of shooting a 3 over 70 or 2 over 75 yesterday, Retief Goosen and Charles Schwartzel a stroke back. Another show in the books. Happy football watching later on today. Hope your team wins if you have one. Thanks to Adam Shupak, Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force, the name of the book. You can find it at bookstores, all the normal online spots, and golfsdrivingforce.com, the website to get the book, and Adam's updates on things about the tour today that reflect some of Dean Beeman's time in office there, too. Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to Scott back at the studio for running things smoothly today. Until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Have a good one, everyone.